Dreamscape presents Prince of Ink and Scars by Rhea Morris Edwards. Narrated by Alyssa Avery
and Liam Price.
Chapter 1. Cersei. For the first time in forever, I was going out. My best friend Delaney and her other best friend Emmy had talked about this for weeks. They'd been out a few times without me because I just couldn't make the time. I'd spent the last 10 days working from 6 in the morning until 7 at night on this new deal. 3 board members had to be convinced to sign one of the biggest deals of my father's career. My father said there was a lot resting on it, so it meant a lot that he assigned me to manage it. Nothing was more important to me right now than work. This was my first big test. Could I complete it on my own, without him at my side if things went wrong? Could I seal 3 complicated deals and walk away with exactly what I wanted? My mouth was dry just thinking about it. It was incredibly flattering that he trusted me with something this important. The only catch? He'd insisted I work alongside one of the other organization's people. A Welsh mafia soldier, to be exact. God. It made me roll my eyes every time I thought about it. I didn't need some stuffy, boring guy who'd probably spend the entire time we were working together patronizing me. I'd worked with men for the last 4 years I'd spent in my father's business, and I knew the drill. Honestly, I was a little insulted my father wanted me on a team with one of their people. The Welsh organization owned our biggest competitor. I was ready to do this on my own. But that could wait. Tonight was Saturday, and I'd bought a new dress and shoes. For the next few hours, I was going to go out with my friends and have a drink. I'd be home by 11, have a mug of warm lemon water, and take a long, hot shower before bed. I couldn't be hungover because, even though it would be Sunday morning, I still had to stop by the office. In my bathroom, I put the finishing touches on my mauve lipstick. It was a pretty sheen, with some lip liner to keep it in check. Elegant and sophisticated, with my signature touch. Silver and mauve glitter. Something about those colors together gave me peace. My earliest memory was being a toddler and waking up to the wind chimes outside my window. Purple hummingbirds and silver bells, moving in the wind. I barely remembered anything else until kindergarten, until my father had to sit me down and explain why it was just me and him. Death was a hard thing to explain to a child that young, but I remembered nothing of my mother. I was fortunate.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?